my goodness, guys. Hey, this is the Angel Temptation, and I'm back with my podcast, and holy cow, am I rusty, because this is like take four. I really wanted to talk about dominance and submissive, doms and subs. There's been a lot of audios lately and stuff like that, and so I thought it would be just fun to talk about. I wanted to just kind of sit down and do a little chat with you guys about, I'm not a big label person. Like, you don't need to tell me what you are. Number one, I've been around long enough, I can probably guess it by if you just tell me a few things you're into. But second, our sexuality is so fluid. It's depending on the cycle of our life, depending on what's going on in our life. Some people aren't like just gonna be like, I just like sex. Like, you don't have to like all the bells and whistles of BDSM. You can just be like, I like sex, and that is great. And you can do audios where you are an awesome boyfriend, awesome girlfriend, doing those experiences. And do a great job. You do not have to go to the more extreme topics. I don't know if I should say extreme, but like the more of the fringe BDSM things, like the incest and the rape and the dominance and submissive. You don't have to do those if you're trying to get into the audios. I know there's a lot of newer people out there. I know people look at, like, the top audios, and holy crap, the talent that's here blows me away every day. I'm like, oh, why didn't I think of that? And I'm always amazed. But that's the thing, like, we all have our own moments of, this just really turns me on. And you don't have to be like, well, I don't know if I'm a dom or a sub. I don't know. You know, you don't have to know. Or you're like, I'm definitely not either. I just come here to get off and make an audio, and hopefully some people listen and like it. Like, that's literally how I started, was I'm like, I'm going to record and hopefully someone listens. Anyways, but being a dom and being a sub. So, I am a submissive, in the bedroom. I'm very much into a lot of the BDSM things, that go along with being a submissive. I really enjoy pain. I really enjoy, being used as a sex toy, but I don't like humiliation. I don't like not being treated as an equal. Those are kind of like my personal yeses and nos in the world of being a submissive person in sex. And if that's your path that you decide to take as deciding if you're a submissive or a dominant, check those off. Say, yeah, I'm into this. No, I'm not into that. I'm not sure. Maybe, maybe not. We'll have to see. Other things. And just because you like something once doesn't mean you're going to like it again. And just because you don't like something once doesn't mean you're not going to like it another time. It all depends on, and I'm going about this strictly about talking, about listening and making audios. Because one of the things I had a really hard time years ago when I started making audios was I was very submissive. And people were like, you should make daddy audios, you should make daddy audios. And I'm like, oh my God, no. And then I had started listening to some women that made daddy audios that weren't incest, because that isn't something that sexually does anything to me, that doesn't turn me on in any way. And I never will make an audio that doesn't sexually turn me on. My biggest advice for anyone making an audio will always be, if you aren't turned on, don't expect your listeners to be turned on. That's always been my biggest piece of advice when you're going into this. I think once I started listening to women making audios, just using the title as daddy, using daddy as a dominant title, then I was like, oh, that I can totally do. And so things change. That's the point I was getting across. You can change your mind on things that you said absolutely not. And I got called out on it. Holy cow, did I get called out on it. People are like, you said you'd never do that, and here, look at you. And I'm like, yep, you're absolutely right. Yep, I'm a human being, and I changed my mind. But that happens, you know. But you're not required to stick with anything. If you change your mind, change your mind. When you're just thinking about being submissive or dominant, if that's something that's on your mind, know that you're allowed to change. You can be both. You can be neither. You can be hardcore one, or you can be softcore one. If I take the very old school traditional, the gender roles of just masculine and feminine, just those two very old school ones, just because you decide that you're a dominant as a woman, that doesn't take away your femininity. Just because you're a man and you like to be submissive in the bedroom, that does not take away your masculinity. Please know that. Please know that what you desire, what you crave in the bedroom, number one, you can't help. You can't help. And I don't mean to laugh. I'm not laughing at you. I've found over the years things that I've like, whoa, that's a thing I'm into. Wow. It's so automatic. So many times you're just like, wow, I know instantly that turns me on a lot. I had a reaction to that. Sometimes I didn't even know that was a thing. Or sometimes I'm like, I knew that was a thing, but the way it was just expressed to me, the way I just heard it, and that scene was delivered to me, I'm like, it's totally my thing though. Like I said, the daddy thing as an example. So again, our sexuality is very, very fluid, and it changes. And just like us, I mean, what a boring person we would be if we didn't continually change and grow as people. So please know, just in the topic of being a dom, being a sub, that you aren't writing that in blood, writing that in stone. That isn't a contract with you and your sexuality that forever you have to be one of those things. And that certainly is not a contract between you and your listeners. It is wonderful to be followed, and for people to look forward to the things you create. And people are going to like some things and they're going to dislike other things, and that's just part of being a creator. And you'll hear a lot of other people that make audios that will tell you, just do what turns you on. Just do what turns you on. Because I guarantee there's someone, actually there's a whole lot of people that are going to be turned on by it too. But I've noticed so many dominant and submissive audios. The other thing I wanted to touch on, just because I've been getting messages quite a bit lately by people that don't introduce themselves, that don't really say much of anything, but they instantly start into, I'm your master, call me sir, you know, I demand respect, and I'm like, go, okay? And the smart-ass side of me really wants to write back something very, just to be a smart-ass and be like, that's hilarious that you think that. But I don't. Typically, I just ignore and delete it. I'm not one to get into long drawn out messagings. If you've mentioned me before, you'll know I'm kind of short with answers. It's not because I don't want to start a conversation. It's just I want to try and reach out to as many people who've messaged me as possible. Always, you know, feel free to message me about things, and I will do my best to answer them. But if I'm short with you, it's not. Please don't take it personal. Anyways, just wanted to touch base and remind people that just because you're humiliating someone in an audio doesn't instantly make you a dominant. Just because you're instantly humiliating someone, putting someone down, raping someone, doesn't make you a dominant. Just because you're instantly taking that rape scene, just because you're instantly, you know, doing something where it's against your will, non-consensual, doesn't instantly make you a submissive. You're acting out a scene, certainly, but it isn't implied that that's what you are. So also know that. I think I've come in contact with a lot of people, men and women, who think if they're just a jerk to me, they're being dominant. And that absolutely isn't the case. Typically, a dominant will know better and will realize they need to earn that respect over forcing it onto you. just wanted to put that out there too. Some people seem to forget that. That's just for me putting out there. That's just for my own sake. But honestly, guys, anything you do out there, don't, like, when you're making an audio, when you go out there and put yourself out there, it's not written in stone that you ever have to do that again. Just because you write, this is a submissive audio, doesn't mean that that's, you're pigeonholed into that. And again, I just want to reiterate, just because you're a submissive man, that doesn't take your masculinity away. That just means that sexually, that is what you're into. And just because you're a dominant woman doesn't mean it takes away your femininity. It's such a great time to be who you are. And it takes a lot of courage, a lot of bravery, and just a lot of holy shit, here we go, to be yourself anymore. I know I took a year off of making my audios, and to come back and see that the community has, I mean, tripled, it's unreal. It makes me so happy to see people. And I've been back for 7 months now, and things just get better and better, and it's so much fun to just express myself sexually. And that's all you need to do. You don't need to come up with this epic storyline. Honestly, just if you have a little scenario, you can build off that so easily. It just takes practice. And hopefully I'm giving some good advice to new people. And hopefully I you need any help, if you want to reach out to me, feel free to. I'm always happy to help and point people in directions and bounce ideas off. So anyways, I just wanted to say I'm back doing podcasts, and I'll be back on SoundCloud soon. So I will talk to you guys soon. Thank you so much for clicking and listening. Thank you guys for your support and being awesome. And yeah, I'll talk to you soon.